Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is March 7th, 2009, day 41. This is not your typical podcast. It's primarily about me and ridding myself of the porn in my life for good. If I can help you along the way, then so be it. But please join me on this adventure of ridding the porn in our lives for good. Hello again. Hope you're doing well. I continue to do well, which is a surprise to me, and maybe you. I hope you're doing this. You know, you're doing as well with the same issue here. So today is going to be pretty short, but you know, just want to do a follow up and see how you're doing. Make sure you stay strong through the weekend. For me, like I mentioned before, it's the hardest time, and that is because. Well, right now I'm up by myself, so I only have two verses. Last time I had a bunch of verses. I have two verses, and I've been thinking about obedience, because to be honest, I didn't feel like doing this tonight. But through reading God's word and through doing this podcast, it actually gives me strength to continue to not look at porn. So I figured that today I should be obedient and do what I think I should. So let's just start out. Two verses I have. The first one is 2 Chronicles 27:6. King Jonathan became powerful because he was careful to live in obedience to the Lord his God. Now, I'm not saying I'm looking to be powerful. I'm only looking to be powerful enough to overcome this. But in order to do that, I need to be obedient. And that means in my thoughts, in what I do from day to day. And along the same lines is Psalm 119, verse 101. I have refused to walk on any evil path, so that I may remain obedient to your word. And that's where I want my heart to be. I would imagine you would like your heart to be in that place, but it's difficult to be in that place. Especially today, television, you name it, has got something on there to turn your mind away from God towards your desires. Our society, at least in America, is all about our desires. And it's hard not to follow that. I do every day. And there's more to it than that, but it's not an easy path to walk. And that's why, you know, the Bible says walk the straight and narrow. So, like I said, that's not easy for any of us, really. We all struggle with something, and this particular issue of porn happens to be my vice, and many, many others. In fact, actual statistics show that it's about 60% in church that admit that they've dealt with or deal with porn. I would say it's more like 98%. And probably that deal with it on a regular basis is probably closer to 80 or 90%, maybe even higher. Now, I don't have any concrete numbers to back that up. But just think of all the people you've talked to that you really know who's never dealt with it. I bet you can't find one, or if you do, it's few and far between. And I'm not saying that's a good thing or an excuse, but I'm saying that that just brings the reality of how big of a problem this is today. So I really don't know, you know, again, the best way to fix this problem, other than to keep our eyes on God and looking towards what He has for us. So I just want to remind you this weekend, keep your eyes on Him. When you feel down on strength, look to God. ask for strength, and read his word. Just pick it up. Read a verse. Go to youversion.com. Read a verse. Type in what you're thinking or what you're feeling, and it will give you strength. A simple verse will give you strength. It does me. Works for me every day. At least so far it does. Until things get harder. And today's a pretty difficult day as far as that goes. So, you know, I really don't have a whole lot more to say today, but, you know, just stay strong this weekend, and I'll be talking to you probably Monday or Tuesday night. Let's say a quick prayer. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to look to you for help, to look for you to you for guidance and for direction. We ask, Lord, that when we're in times of need and temptation, that we would first think of you to make this easier on ourselves, so that we might walk in obedience to you and trust and serve you. We ask that you would continue to make yourself real in our lives, help us to avoid the things we shouldn't be looking at, and help change our hearts to be better towards what you have for us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll see you next time, and stay strong.